It's that time of year when everybody's talking about what they're going to do next year and what they're going to become and what they're going to achieve and how they're going to change and how they're going to do all these things that they have failed at doing many previous years before this year. And what makes you think that next year is going to be any different? What makes you think that when January 1st rolls around, that all of a sudden you're going to change everything about yourself and become this brand new version of yourself? Haven't you told yourself this before? Haven't you told yourself this over and over and over again? How many Mondays have you told yourself that you were going to start? How many years have you made the same resolutions that you failed to keep? How many times have you had the conversation where you say, it's for real this time. This time I mean it. No, seriously, I mean it. We're doing it this time. How many times have you told yourself that? My guess is a lot. And when you go look at yourself in the mirror, or you look at your life, or you look at your bank account, or you look at everything in your life that you wish was different, and you ask yourself, why aren't things different? You have to understand that if you are to make a change in your life, you have to develop a very specific skill set. And that is the skill set of discipline. The ability to adhere to a plan. Your problem is not that you don't know what to do. That is nobody's problem. It's nobody with the amount of information that we have available to us is sitting around wondering what the they need to do. You all understand that. There is no secret. You know what to do to fix your body. You know what to do to fix your relationships. You know what to do to make more money. The problem is that you're not able to do it. And why can't you do it? Because for years and years and years, you have told yourself the same lie over and over and over again, which is this: I lack the skills. They have something that I don't have. They were born with these traits that I don't have. That person just has it and I don't have it. Success comes easier for them, none of which are true. The truth of the matter is this: you've made some misjudgments and miscalculations, or had the misfortune of being told the wrong information. And the correct information is all of these things that you admire about other people: their ability to stick to a plan, their ability to follow through, their ability to build and create and become. All of these things are within your ability as well, but it requires you intentionally developing those skill sets. See, I was like you guys for most of my life. For most of my life, I looked around at everybody else and I thought, why is it so easy for him? Why can he show up and do all of these things and go out and win? And why does it look so effortless when I can't even get through a single week without cheating on my diet or falling off my program or going back to my old habits? Why can they do it and I can't? They must have been born with this thing. They must have been gifted with a gift that I didn't receive. And I lived a lot of my life that way. And it was frustrating, and it made me bitter, and it made me angry. But I met someone a number of years ago named James Lawrence. You guys might know him as the Iron Cowboy. When I met him, he said something to me that made this click. The key to winning, the key to development, the key to progress is intentionally putting yourself in uncomfortable situations. Intentionally putting yourself in uncomfortable and difficult situations. Why would you do that? Why would you intentionally make things harder? Why would you intentionally make things more difficult? Because when you make things more difficult intentionally, you get the opportunity to gain the skill set that is produced from the endurance through the difficult times.
This guy goes, hey, Goggins, you on that winter arc shit? I'm like, what the is winter arc? It's not an arc, it's a fucking circle. I've been on it for like 30 years. It's a circle that keeps going around and round and round. Winter, spring, summer, fall. Motherfucking winter, spring, summer, fall. Have enough pride in your fucking self to not have this hacky shit to get motivated. Love yourself enough to stay motivated 365. Fuck the arc. Do a circle.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
It's the what if I can pull off a fucking miracle. What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be. And just that, just me talking about that, I have the hair going up on my arms because it makes me just like, what if?
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him, and that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever.
Legends aren't defined by their successes. They're defined by how they bounce back from their failures.
The biggest key to success in anything you do is you gotta have an unlimited supply of fucking fuck you. This drive and passion, and it may come from nothing. Like for me, there was no passion, no drive, no nothing. But I had this fire that I'm gonna be somebody. And it has to be there because on all those bad days and all those days you don't wanna do shit, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. So to do that, you have to come into work, and work is, whatever your work may be, ready to go. And what that means is you may have failed miserably yesterday, but you come to work like, be like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you just fucking damn motivated? Because this is what it takes.
See, the thing about life, we're gonna die, right? Eventually we're gonna die, but our legacy can live on. The impact can be non-perishable forever, but it's got to be built right. And we got to take advantage of the time we have right now.
Sometimes life can really hijack your fucking mind. When that happens to you, you're all fucked up. Your goals, your ambitions, everything is out the fucking window. In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the fuck over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you failed a test in school. You worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the fucking test. Get over it. Move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass off for that new promotion. You don't fucking get it. Someone else does. Maybe they kiss better ass than you do. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours. Get after it. Stay hard.
You'll find that successful people in any field are those who have far more experience in that field than the average. And there's nothing that replaces experience. Whether it's in a business or entrepreneurship or management or parenting or selling or anything else, many people do not take the risks that are necessary to move out of their comfort zone because they're afraid it won't work out. But the fact is that until you move out of the comfort zone and get the experience from making the mistakes, it's not possible for you to grow and become capable of earning the kind of money that you desire. Everything that you do counts. The biggest mistake that people make is they think that only what they want to count counts. No. When you read a book, when you listen to an audio program, when you go to a course, when you go to bed early and get up early and you work, it all counts. And it's all going on the plus side of your ledger. But when you watch television, waste time, hang out, fool around, and so on, all of that counts as well. And it's going on the negative side of your ledger. A person who has a great life, by the law of accumulation, is a person who's accumulated far more credits, more pluses, on the credit side than debits on the debit side. And here's an important point. If what you are doing is not moving you towards your goals, then it's probably moving you away from your goals. Nothing is neutral. Everything that you're doing is either moving you toward the things that you want to accomplish in life, the person you want to be, the wealth you want to accumulate, or it's moving you away. Everything counts. The law of accumulation says that everything counts.
Sadness comes from the perceived lack of options. It's why it feels like hopelessness. You don't know what to do. It's why you feel sad. And you can solve that with knowledge, right? Because sadness is actually an ignorance issue. You just don't know. So if you did know what to do, then you wouldn't be sad anymore because you'd know what action to take. Anxiety is the opposite of that, which is you have many options in front of you, but you don't know which to take, which is a lack of priorities. And you solve that with a decision. Mm-hmm. And so usually you have lots of decisions that you haven't made, and then that's why you have anxiety. And so you need to confront decisions you need to make.
Some of you just don't understand. Some of you have been average for so damn long. You don't know what it is to do hard work. But there's a lot of you out there who want to be much more than average, but just don't know how to do it every single day, the grind.
He defies someone to oil those fucking gears up. So check it out. This is a mindset. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But there's a motherfucker out there who wants what you have, who wants the position you are, who wants the job you have, who wants the wife that you have, or the husband. There's someone out there hungry and wants everything you fucking have. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But if it is, it's gonna be your ass. So make that a motivation for you. Stay hard.
You have to learn how to fail, because I'm gonna explain this to you. I had big dreams. A lot of us have big dreams, big goals. And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're gonna have a lot of bad days, a lot of setbacks. So like when I was losing 106 pounds in 3 months, the first 2 months or first 2 weeks, it's like I was gaining weight. You know, I would lose a pound, gain two. So I was just failing. I kept failing and kept failing and kept failing. So I had to teach myself how to fail right. And what that means is when I fail, I can't spend much time in that fail zone. I have to be able to get up and get after the next day just as fast, because my goals were to be a Navy SEAL. I don't have time to stay here and feel bad for myself for weeks and months and years, because I'll lose that time. So the big thing is, know that if you have big goals and big dreams, along the way, failure is going to happen.
You have a project that's due at work that you don't feel like working on right now? Doesn't matter that you don't feel like working on it right now. You impose discipline on the situation and you do what you're supposed to do. You have a exercise, you need to work out this morning, you haven't worked out yet, you wake up in the morning, you need to go work out, you don't feel like working out, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that you don't feel like working out. It doesn't matter. It's not part of the calculation. Discipline overrides that. Discipline trumps your feelings. And that is what you need to apply as a person, as a normal human being, no matter what you're doing in your life. You need to let discipline be your guide, not how you feel. That's what we need to do. And if you do that, you're going to end up with freedom. You're going to end up with freedom across the board. Discipline equals freedom. That's what I have been saying for a long time. It is 100% factually true. If you allow your feelings to dictate what you do, you will end up being a slave to your feelings at a minimum. But if you utilize discipline in your life, you will end up with the ultimate freedom in everything that you do.
You're a man. You are a man. Stand up and be a man. Make the hard decisions, make the sacrifices, make the unpopular decisions, and become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, full responsibility to change.
We don't need men's mental health awareness month, is that what they call it? We need men's grow a set month. We need men's stop whining month. Now, I know things are hard for some of you. I know things are extremely difficult for some of you. Things have been hard for me around here. I go through life just like you do, okay? I have battles just like you do. I stand between my family and the world just like you do. And I take the beatings so they don't have to, just like you do. We're men because we face the battle and we stay in the battle when we feel like we're losing. And we feel like we're getting beat up, but we stay in there and we keep fighting and we plant our feet and we say, until death do I part, this is me and I will fight this battle regardless of what the battle is.
What's your book look like? What does your fucking book look like? Like your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book? How good was your book? What was the ending to your book? If the ending to my book can be so amazing because of all that was done, not the money, all that was accomplished, the first to do, the man that did this, he caused a merger between this. Because of his commitment and growth to this, the communities were then given this, made education this, changed the way the schooling was, blah, 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 gave books, gave computers, gave all of the things that can be associated with you and your existence become a part of the chapters in your book. So my drive is about my book. Why not? That's the thing. All I'm doing is sparking the awareness in others to go, why not? Why can't I create? Why can't I start? Why can't I be a business? Why can't I be a CEO? Why can't I be a tech guru? Why can't I fucking create cooking products, lotion, scents? There's so much that some people just don't understand they can do. Let me be a spark to show how much, how many different things. You don't have to do just one thing. When it's all said and done, my book is going to be full of all the shit that Kevin Hart did. Because I never was content with doing just one, two, or three. Why not?
So much depends on reputation. Reputation is the cornerstone of power. Through reputation alone, you can intimidate and win. Once it slips, however, you are vulnerable and will be attacked on all sides. Never let others define it for you.
The human brain evolved under immense amounts of pressure. That's how the brain works. And I almost like to think of it in terms of barometric pressure. So in your brain, when you're feeling that barometric pressure, it's like, I gotta get this done or I'm gonna fail and I'm not, this project won't happen and people will laugh at me. You work like a fiend. Energy, your whole body responds. Your blood gets moving. You accomplish things that would normally take you months. You do it in days because you feel that pressure. You take away that pressure and you don't know what to do. And I've got like 3 years, I could do this or that. Another, you just wander around, you're lost, you have no energy, you have no focus. You know, you're maybe playing video games, maybe you're watching, you're kind of distracting yourself in the moment. But it's, but your energy is just being dissipated in like 20 different directions. So your brain needs pressure, it needs constant pressure. And stress and pressure is not a bad thing. We have this thing where we feel like stress is bad. It's bad for you. Bad. You know, you need to relax, man. You need to chill. Stress will kill you. No, being bored will kill you. Not having anything to do will kill you. It's much more dangerous than stress. Yes, you can work too hard. You can work where there's no soul involved. I work like a fiend because I'm writing a book. And it's a very hard process for me. And I'm working far too much, but man, I love it. It's fantastic, right? And it could kill me. The stress could kill me, gave me a stroke. But I'd rather die under the stress than be bored and have nothing to do. So feeling that pressure, it makes your eyes pop open. It makes your brain focus. It makes you alert. It makes you want to live. It makes everything seem exciting to you because you've got to get things done.
There have been so many times in my life where I knew I needed to do something, and then I filled all this extra time not doing that thing. And then the moment I did it, I was like, wow, that took way less time than I thought it was going to take. And not only that, it took way less time than it took me to delay to actually get to this point. And if I had only started with just doing what I was supposed to do, I could have done four or five other things that I was also supposed to do by this exact same point. I've tried to eliminate as much time between I think I should do this thing and beginning doing it. And I think you get this positive reinforcement cycle that occurs every time you start. I call it pulling the thread. It's like, I just need to start pulling the thread. And then all of a sudden what feels really unknown becomes very tangible. And you're like, oh, I understand the six problems I have to solve to do this big thing. But now I know the problems. And then it feels like you can wrap your arms around it. And then you can start taking it one bite at a time.
Our minds are like a fucking garage. And the garage, if you open a garage and it's all cluttered up, it's all fucked up, you can't put your car in there. You got boats and you got kids' toys and shit everywhere. But if you organize that garage and you put everything in its rightful spot, you can pull that car in there. You can put two cars in there. You can put bikes in there. And that's like with the mind. People talk about discipline and fucking determination and fucking, you know, repetitions and all this shit. Consistency. Why people fall off the wagon so often is because their mind is full of shit. There's no room in that mind for discipline. There's no room for consistency. They may do it once or twice, but then the mind takes over and that cluttered fucking garage comes in. And then it's like a circuit breaker, man. A circuit breaker just overloads and sparks. And our minds, that's our mind, man. It's like a circuit breaker that has so much shit in it, you keep unloading it, you can't put any more into it.
An easy productivity hack. Instead of spending time getting in the mood to work, just start working. Confront the work. People think they need perfect conditions to start, when in reality, starting is the perfect condition.
mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.